Por favor, vamos a sus Biblias a Romanos 12, versículo 2 a 5. Please turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, verses 2 through 5. Romanos 12, versículo 2 a 5. Romans chapter 12, Revelation, yes. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. No os conforméis a este siglo, sino transformaos por medio de la renovación de vuestro entendimiento para que comprobéis cuál sea la buena voluntad de Dios, agradable y perfecta. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Versículo 3, digo pues, por la gracia que me es dada, a cada cual que está entre vosotros, que no tenga más alto concepto de sí que el que debe tener, sino que piense de sí con cordura, conforme a la medida de fe que Dios repartió a cada uno. Porque de la manera que en un cuerpo tenemos muchos miembros, pero no todos los miembros tienen la misma función. Así nosotros, siendo muchos, somos un cuerpo en Cristo, y todos miembros los unos de los otros. Por favor, tome asiento. Please be seated. This evening, I want to provide some application from the message this morning. We have been told that being living sacrifices is our reasonable service. However, the question is, how do we do this? How do we actually take a message on what's reasonable and what's expected of us, and how do we practice it? Entonces, tarde quiero proporcionar alguna aplicación del mensaje de esta mañana. Se nos ha dicho que ser sacrificios vivos en nuestro servicio es razonable. Sin embargo, la pregunta es, ¿cómo hacemos esto? This something we're told is nothing more than what should be logical for us to do. So if this is the case, there must be certain things that we can do to accomplish it. Eso es algo que se nos dice que no es más que lo que debería ser lógico que hagamos. Si este es el caso, debe haber ciertas cosas que podamos hacer para lograrlo. This evening I would challenge you that it begins in how we think and then in how we utilize our spiritual gifts. I will probably not have to go time. Actually, I'll tell you right now, I will not be going into each individual gift. If you have this gift, this is what you don't, how you use it. If you have this, we don't have sufficient time tonight. But we will mention them briefly as we get to that section. Esta tarde los desafiaría a que comience en cómo pensamos y luego en cómo utilizamos nuestros dones espirituales. Probablemente, ciertamente, no tendré tiempo para entrar en todos los dones específicos. De hecho, este don, este es usa en su vida. No tiempo en esta noche para específicos. Pero los mencionaré a medida que lleguemos a esa sección. It is my desire that we will present our bodies to God as living sacrifices. Es mi deseo que presentemos nuestros cuerpos a Dios como sacrificio vivo. Our sacrifice begins, if you would, with a proper mind. Nuestro sacrificio comienza con una mente adecuada. The command here in verse 2 is that we are not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed. El mandato aquí es que no os conforméis a este siglo, sino transformaos por medio de la renovación de vuestro entendimiento. The word conformed refers to that part of our nature which is malleable or which can be changed. La palabra conformeis se refiere a esa parte de nuestra naturaleza que puede ser cambiada. Our lives are not to be changed into the image of the world that is around us. A world that is full of ungodliness and wickedness. A world that is full of perversity. We need to be guarding against becoming more and more like the ungodly. Nuestra vida no deben ser cambiadas a la imagen del mundo que nos rodea. Un mundo que está lleno de impiedad y maldad. Un mundo lleno de perversidad. Necesitamos guardarnos de volvernos más y más como los impíos. Es el testimonio de la iglesia, el mundo más y más impíos, la iglesia más y más impíos. Es incorrecto. Es lo bueno para la iglesia. The testimony over history has been, and this has been the report of the church, as the world gets more and more ungodly, the church is just 2 or 3 steps behind it, following right along, and that's wrong. It ought not be the case. We instead, en cambio, nosotros más y más santidad. Más y más santo. Instead, we ought becoming more and more holy, more and more like God. It ought not be. We're following the world. That is this instruction here. This is not a call. Some people misinterpret this. Aplicación malo. Esto no es un llamado a no usar tecnología moderna. No, we cannot use modern technology. We have to drive horse and buggy because they've been doing that for 3,000 years. We can't drive cars. No, it's not what it's saying. We're not shunning scientific advancement. Instead, we're not adopting to the world's manner of behavior, the world's way of thinking. No estamos rehuyendo los avances científicos. En cambio, no estamos adaptando la forma de comportamiento del mundo. There's something which we're hearing about more and more often. It's almost as if anymore I listen to the radio, I listen to television, I read the newspaper, and everybody's talking about their new catchphrase. Your world view. Sometimes it's shaped by one's politics. It's shaped by one's family, one's culture. We, as believers, are to have a worldview that is distinct and it's not shaped by the ungodly that are around us. Hay algo de lo que estamos escuchando cada vez más a menudo. Todo el mundo tiene una visión del mundo. A veces está formado por la política de uno, la familia de uno o la cultura de uno. Debemos tener una visión del mundo que sea distinta y no moldeada por los impíos que nos rodean. El mundo necesita Jesucristo. ¿Por qué es el deseo de la iglesia? Necesita mente de la visión del mundo de incrédulos en mi vida. ¿Por qué ellos necesitan Jesucristo? La mente es incorrecto. La visión es incorrecto. Well, why would we be looking to the world who needs Jesus Christ to have their view of the world? Our view of the world is that they're ungodly and need Jesus Christ as Savior. And that needs to be how we start seeing people. Either you walk with God or you need salvation. Don't allow yourself to be persuaded by those who don't know Jesus Christ as Savior. Don't allow them to mold you into the image of the prince of the air. No te dejes persuadir por aquellos que no conocen a Jesucristo como Salvador. No permitas que te moldeen a la imagen del príncipe del aire. Instead, we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And that word for transform is in the passive voice. So it is something which is being done to us. The word is distinct in that it refers to something which is permanent. Conform can be changed. Transformed is a permanent change. En cambio, debemos ser transformados por la renovación de nuestra mente. La palabra para transformados está en voz pasiva, por lo que es algo que se nos hace. La palabra es distinta en que se refiere a algo que es permanente. No para poquito de oración, es permanente. Conforme es
En cambio, en este día y diferente día,
Rather than conforming to the world, we are transformed into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Our conforming is transitory in nature, the transforming is a permanent change. For as believers, we shall one day be completely transformed into the image of our Savior, as we're promised in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 3. En lugar de conformarnos al mundo, somos transformarnos a la semejanza de Jesucristo. Mientras que la conformidad es de naturaleza transitoria, la transformación es un cambio permanente. Como creyentes, un día seremos completamente transformados a la imagen de nuestro Salvador, como se promete en 1 de Juan, capítulo 1, versículo 3. This is done how? By the renewing of our mind. Esto se hace mediante la renovación de nuestra mente. This word also has a synonym, the word for renewing. And its synonym is used for the concept of a new birth. This word denotes a continuing process through which man becomes more fully Christ-like, in which process he is working together with God. Esa palabra también, esa palabra renovación, también tiene un sinónimo. Un sinónimo se usa para el concepto de un nuevo nacimiento. Esta palabra denota un proceso continuo a través del cual el hombre llega a ser más completamente como Cristo, en cuyo proceso ahora es un colaborador con Dios. It's used in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, in verse 18, where it says, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Se usa en 2 de Corintios, capítulo 3, versículo 18. Por tanto, nosotros todos mirando a cara descubierta, como en un espejo, la gloria del Señor, somos transformaros de gloria en la misma imagen como por el Espíritu del Señor. Literally, we are being completely changed into the image of our Savior. It's a process which begins at salvation, and it continues. How? By the changing of our mind, the changing of the way we think. Literalmente, estamos siendo completamente transformados a la imagen de nuestro Salvador. Ese proceso que comienza con la salvación, continúa con el cambio de nuestra mente. We don't think the way the world does. No pensamos como lo hace el mundo. The world lives in the philosophy that today is the most important time. El mundo vive en la filosofía de que hoy es el momento más importante. Vivir en el día. Live in the day. Right? Who dies with the most toys? Wins is the world's philosophy. For what value? Not only the word toys in Spanish, I'm sorry. We live in the reality that this world is temporary. And only those treasures reserved in heaven are worthwhile. Vivimos en la realidad de que este mundo es temporal. Y solo valen los tesoros reservados en el cielo. As our mind is changing, so we can prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Living sacrifice, live according to the will of another. We do His will and prove what He likes, Him. Medida que nuestra mente va a cambiar para que podamos probar cuál es la buena y agradable y perfecta voluntad de Dios. Los sacrificios vivos viven según la voluntad de otro. Hacemos su voluntad y probamos lo que le agrada. The word good, la palabra buena, es un término amplio. The word good is a very broad term. It speaks of that which is excellent and distinguished. It refers to an inner excellence. Our minds are proving that God is good. Habla de lo que es excelente y distinguido.
se refiere a una excelencia interior. Nuestra mente está en demostrar la bondad de Dios en nuestras vidas.
We prove what is well-pleasing to God. A living sacrifice is one who has been so transformed into the image of God that his actions reveal what is well-pleasing to the will of God.
Probamos lo que agrada a Dios. Un sacrificio vivo es aquel que ha sido transformado a la imagen de Dios, que sus acciones revelan lo que es agradable a la voluntad de Dios. ¿Qué revela tu vida acerca de la voluntad de Dios?
What does your life reveal about the will of God? Does it show what is well-pleasing to Him? The word for perfect is a word for that which brings to completion. We are to be transformed so we are revealing the completion of the will of God.
La palabra para perfecto es la palabra para aquello que lleva la terminación. Debemos ser transformados para que estemos revelando el cumplimiento de la voluntad de Dios. ¿Cuál es la voluntad de Dios cumplida en nosotros? Primero de Tesalonicenses dice que la voluntad de Dios para nosotros es que nos abstengamos de fornicar.
What is the will of God for your life? One example is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. It says the will of God for your life is that you would abstain from fornication. The will of God is that we live life completely sanctified to Him.
La voluntad de Dios es que vivamos vidas completamente santificadas a Él.
¿Qué está revelando tu vida a otros acerca de la voluntad de Dios? What is your life revealing to others about the will of God? There's a practicality being a living sacrifice. There es practicamente para sacrificio vivo. I translated that from English into English. Really very helpful. Verse 3 reminds us that there is a proper view of ourselves. El versículo 3 nos recuerda que debe haber una visión adecuada de nosotros mismos. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Digo pues, por la gracia que me es dada, a cada cual que está entre vosotros, que no tenga más alto concepto de sí que el que debe tener, sino que piense de sí con cordura, conforme a la medida de fe que Dios repartió a cada uno.
This verse is an important conjunction between our responsibility as a living sacrifice and the use of our spiritual gifts. Este versículo es una conjunción importante entre nuestra responsabilidad como sacrificio vivo y el uso de nuestros dones espirituales. It might be possible for you to think that you're more important than you are on the basis of the gifts that you've received. It's possible that one might think that they have a more important gift than someone else. Es posible que pienses que eres más importante de lo que eres en base a los regalos que has recibido. Es posible que uno puede pensar que tiene un don más importante que otra persona. Porque mi don es predicando más importante. No. I have the gift of preaching. I'm much more important. No. You're not. No, I'm not. Therefore, we're commanded, don't put a greater esteem on yourself than is due us. Por lo tanto, se nos ordena que no nos tengamos en mayor estima de la que nos corresponde. ¿Yo de cómo se presenta este versículo? Pablo nos declara autoridad apostólica. No declara esto sobre la base de ser el apóstol de los gentiles. En cambio, por la gracia de Dios sobre mí. Notice how the verse is presented. Pablo does declare, on the basis of my apostolic authority, because I am the apostle to the Gentiles. No, because of God's grace on me.
Difference. The humility. Es humillarse. Es
Sunday reminded you that living godliness is based solely on the grace of God. The gifts which you have is based on the grace of God. Therefore, why would you think you're more important than you are?
Domingo pasado le recordé que vivir en piedad se basa únicamente en la gracia de Dios.
Los dones que tiene se basan en la gracia de Dios. Por lo tanto, ¿por qué pensarías que eres más importante de los que eres?
Philippians 2 gives a similar reminder. We're to esteem others better than ourselves.
Filipenses 2 da un recordatorio similar. Debemos estimar a los demás como mejores que a nosotros mismos.
Santiago nos recuerda que Dios resiste a los soberbios, pero nos da gracia a los humildes.
James reminds us that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Rather than overthinking how great we are to think soberly concerning ourselves. The idea of this word soberly is to have a right mind. It also has this idea to exercise self-control.
En lugar de pensar demasiado en los grandiosos que somos, debemos pensar sobriamente acerca de nosotros mismos.
La idea de esta palabra, piense, decir con cordura, la palabra cordura, la idea de cordura sobre tener una mente recta o ejercer autocontrol.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because we're all part of the same body.
Porque todos somos parte del mismo cuerpo. En una ilustración similar a la que usa de los dones espirituales en 1 Corintios 12, Pablo nos recuerda nuestro vínculo como un solo cuerpo.
In a similar illustration as he uses of the spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul reminds us of our bond as a single body.
While we each bring a unique spiritual gift, unique spiritual special talents, they only function well when they're all put together.
Si bien cada uno de nosotros trae un don espiritual único, talentos únicos y especiales, solo funciona bien como un todo.
Let me illustrate this for you if I could.
Déjame ilustrarte esto si pudiera.
In my hands, I hold my trumpet, right? I'm going to put it together.
In mis manos sostengo mi trompeta.
If I play a note, it sounds just like it should, right?
I gotta translate too.
Si toco una nota, suena como debería.
Bien, correcto?
Good, right?
Okay, now, how about I take out the mouthpiece?
Ahora déjame sacar la boquilla. Seguramente esta es la pieza más importante. Si no lo tengo, apenas puedo hacer un sonido.
If I don't have it, I can barely make a sound.
No bueno.
How about I try just the mouthpiece?
Okay, ahora supongamos que todo lo que tengo es mi boquilla.
Bien?
No. Okay, so es más importante.
No bueno con no en el trompeta.
Very important, it's no good if it's not in the trumpet.
Well, what about the keys?
¿Qué pasa con las llaves?
Seguro que son importantes.
Well, I take one out, I can't make much any sound from the key or from the trumpet.
Si saco uno, no puede hacer ningún sonido de la llave o de la trompeta.
And I can't figure out how to try and play this.
Okay?
Otro, no, me notas. No incorrecto posición.
It's in position.
You can't get any sound out. Incipio cuando limpiar mi claves.
No correcto.
Mi maestro.
I hear you.
I broke it.
I went to the piano, my trumpet teacher, the first time I changed my keys because I didn't know what I did wrong. There's actually a little click when it goes back in correctly.
Certainly, this piece here, this is my tuning slide. Surely that is very important. So if I take this piece out, right? Now I can play, right? It's no bueno. Entonces, ciertamente, la diapositiva de afinación es importante. Con él, puedo tocar en sintonía con otros instrumentos. Pero suena muy bien por sí solo. With it, I can play in tune with other instruments. But it doesn't sound real well by itself, does it? But how does the trumpet sound when we play with it? ¿Cómo suena la trompeta cuando tocamos sin ella? So, which piece would you say is the most important? Which piece can I do without? Look at the difference, though, when every piece is in its proper place. Entonces, ¿qué pieza es la más importante? ¿De qué pieza puedo prescindir? Mira la diferencia cuando cada pieza está en su lugar.
I think that is the very first time I have ever used my trumpet during a message. Primero tiempo para usar mi trompeta durante mensaje. You know, the same is true in the church. Lo mismo es cierto en la iglesia. Are you the most important person in the church? ¿Eres la persona más importante en la iglesia? No. No. Not a one of us is. Ninguna de nosotros lo es. Are you a member in the church that we can do without? ¿Eres miembro de la iglesia de la que podemos prescindir? Absolutamente no. Absolutely not. Verse 6 reminds us that we each have a variety of gifts. El versículo 6 nos recuerda que cada uno de nosotros tiene una variedad de dones. Verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. De manera que teniendo diferentes dones, según la gracia que nos es dada, si es de profecía, úsese conforme a la medida de la fe. There's a difference in the gifts that is here in the gifts listed in 1 Corinthians 12 because of the differences of the purposes of each book. While 1 Corinthians mentions assigned gifts, which has ceased, these are service gifts, which continue to exist. La diferencia entre los dones enumerados aquí y los dones enumerados en 1 Corintios 12, debido a las diferencias en los propósitos de los libros. Mientras que 1 Corintios menciona los dones de señales que han cesado. Estos son dones de servicio que continúan existiendo. I'm not going to describe each of the gifts this evening. Just let your eyes, if you would, run over the text as I mentioned each one. No voy a describir cada uno de los regalos de esta mañana. Solo deja que tus ojos recorran el texto mientras menciono cada uno. The gifts listed are prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhorting, giving, ruling, and showing mercy. Los dones enumerados son profecía, ministerio, enseñanza, exhortación, dar, gobernar, y mostrar misericordia. Verse 9 closes that these gifts are to be practiced with a sincere love and with us hating evil and cleaving to that which is good. El versículo 9 concluye que estos dones deben practicarse con un amor sincero y con nosotros aborreciendo el mal y aferrándonos al bien.
Continuó hasta el final del capítulo con una serie de prácticas que deben prevalecer en la vida del creyente. It continues to the end of the chapter with a series of practices which are to be prevalent in the life of the believer. The reality of the matter is this, is that this, rather, is how we present ourselves as living sacrifices. We have a new and a proper mind. We exercise our spiritual gifts to the benefit of the body. And we abstain and hate evil by clinging to that which is good, or that which is godly. La realidad del asunto es que así es como nos presentamos como sacrificios vivos. Tenemos una mente nueva y apropiada. Ejercitamos nuestros dones en beneficio del cuerpo y nos abstenemos y oramos al mal aferrándonos a lo que es piadoso. This does affect the manner in which we treat other people, as mentioned in the end of the passage. And chapter 13 continues with the same set of instructions in how we treat those who are in authority over us. Eso afecta la manera en que tratamos a otras personas, como se menciona a final de este pasaje. El capítulo 13 continúa con el mismo conjunto de instrucciones sobre cómo tratamos a aquellos que tienen autoridad sobre nosotros. So, por tarea de ustedes, les voy a leer este capítulo para su aplicación de este pasaje. For your homework, you need to read the rest of this chapter to understand your responsibility or how you would continue to live as a living sacrifice. This morning we presented the imperative that we are to be living sacrifices to God. This command, though it sounds severe, is nothing more than a reasonable service, for we have been redeemed by the mercies of God. Esta mañana presentamos el imperativo de que debemos ser sacrificios vivos para Dios. Ese mandato, aunque suene severo, no es más que nuestro servicio razonable porque hemos sido redimidos por las misericordias de Dios. Was it not for the mercies of God, we will be left in our sin, destitute, ungodly, and bound for an eternal judgment in the lake of fire where God has no presence. Si no fuera por la misericordia de Dios, seríamos dejados en nuestro pecado, indigentes, impíos, y destinados a un juicio eterno en el lago de fuego donde Dios no tiene presencia. However, since we have received the mercy of God, it is reasonable that we would be living sacrifices. Sin embargo, dado que hemos recibido la misericordia de Dios, es razonable que seamos sacrificios vivos. La pregunta entonces es, ¿cómo es un sacrificio vivo? Los capítulos 12 y 13 explican las cualidades de un sacrificio vivo. The question then becomes, what does a living sacrifice look like? Chapters 12 and 13 explain the qualities of and the actions of a living sacrifice. Las cualidades y acciones de un sacrificio vivo. It begins with this reminder, in every area of life, we're not to be conformed to the world. Instead, we're to be transformed to reveal the perfect holiness of our merciful God. Comienza con este recordatorio. En cada área de nuestra vida, no debemos conformarnos al mundo. En cambio, debemos ser transformados para revelar la santidad perfecta de nuestro Dios misericordioso. With this new mind, we think properly of ourselves and use our gifts for the benefit of the whole body. Con esta nueva mente, pensamos correctamente en nosotros mismos y usamos nuestros dones en beneficio de todo el cuerpo. ¿Qué dones te ha dado Dios? ¿Está usando sus dones para servirle como miembro de nuestro cuerpo local de creyentes? What gifts has God given you? Are you using your gifts to serve Him as a member of our local body of believers? Having a gift and not using it properly is no different from an unbeliever who has no spiritual gift. You, as an individual believer, are a vital member to our ministry. You are irreplaceable and needed. Your gift may not be so public that everyone knows when you're exercising it, but it is still needed. Tener un don y no usarlo adecuadamente no es diferente de un incrédulo que no tiene un don espiritual. Usted, como creyente individual, es un miembro vital de nuestro ministerio. Eres insustituible y necesario. Tu don puede no ser tan público que todos sepan cuando lo estás ejerciendo. Sin embargo, todavía es necesario.
Not having a gift is not an excuse to not obey the other commands of God. Please don't understand, well, Pastor, I don't have the gift of evangelism. I'm actually going to mention that in a minute.
Sorry. No tener un don no es una excusa para no obedecer los otros mandamientos de Dios.
For example, I will be very transparent with you. I do not have, God has not given me the gift of evangelism. God has given some of our men the gift of evangelism, and I do not understand. But you can have a conversation with them, and before you're about four words into it, they're already talking about how to lead, how you can receive Jesus Christ as Savior. They're able to take a conversation about a cloud or about whether or not it's rained in the last 3 days. And they can take, no, it's been hot here. Yes, it is. Can you imagine how hot it's going to be in hell if you don't receive? Well, how in the world did you get there from point A to point B? And they do it so smoothly that you don't even realize it's at the hook. God's not giving me that ability. He has given some of the men in our church and some of the ladies in our church that ability.
Por ejemplo, creo no tengo el don de enseñanza o de profecía en la iglesia. Este no, es un regalo que uso diariamente y semanalmente. No he recibido el don de evangelismo. Sin embargo, eso no significa que no trabajo en la evangelización de los perdidos. Hay otros en nuestra iglesia que tienen ese don y oro para que estén usando sus dones apropiadamente.
In Spanish, I did it backwards. Well, I've not received the gift of evangelism. I have received, I believe, the gift of teaching or preaching. But you know, some of me being able to use the gifts God gave me does require people that have the gift of evangelism using their gifts in the church too. We're not in competition with each other. We're working together. Why? We're one body. We don't have evangelists, there's nobody to teach. If all we have is evangelists, we have nobody to teach. We work together. And we work together as a body. Just because I don't have the gift of evangelism, I'm still required, biblically. What does Paul tell Timothy? He tells him to do the work of an evangelist. I don't have to have the gift to not do the work. And trust me, it is work for me. Evangelismo es trabajo para mí. Let's do it.
Finally, a living sacrifice lives in godliness and holiness. Finalmente, un sacrificio vivo vive en piedad y santidad. Habitar de los impíos y haciendo lo que agrada a Dios. Una muestra de las acciones que se esperan de los sacrificios vivos se enumeran al final de este capítulo y hasta el capítulo 13.
Separated from the ungodly and doing that which is pleasing to God. A sample of the actions expected of living sacrifice is listed in the end of this chapter and through chapter 13. As you read these chapters and you study them, do your actions reflect the holiness of God?
Al leer estos capítulos y estudiarlos, tus acciones reflejan la santidad de Dios.
This evening it's my desire that we would present ourselves as living sacrifice. Not as a spiritual offering that takes place by saying a few words in prayer, but in reality. It's my desire that we live as servants of the living God so that others would see Christ living in us. Or as the same hymn sang, that others could say, I saw Jesus living in you.
Esta noche es mi deseo que no presentemos como sacrificio vivo, no como una ofrenda espiritual que se realiza a decir unas pocas palabras en oración, sino en la realidad. Es mi deseo que vivamos como siervos de Dios vivo para que otros vean a Cristo viviendo en nosotros. O es un himno, vi a Jesús en ti.
I saw Jesus in you. Let's close with a word of prayer.
Father, I do thank you for an opportunity to study your word. Can I ask, Father, we'll consider it. Father, it does mention both the aspect of living sacrifices does require us to think properly. It requires us to give of our all to you, to use the gifts you've blessed us with in your service. I ask that it might be able to be said of us by others that they saw Christ in us. That they saw his love in our eyes, that they saw his words in our actions. And I ask, Father, that you would help us to remember that we are all parts of a single body. Every member is special and is necessary. And all it takes is one out of place to cause harm to the body.
So I ask, Father, that you would help us to use the gifts you've given to us within the body, to not withhold its use, but to offer those gifts that we've been given freely, so that we as a body might be more and more like Jesus Christ. And I ask, Father, that you would help us to not become arrogant, thinking that our gift is the most important, but to remember that all of us are under the head, the Lord Jesus Christ. Every gift necessary, every gift working together, so that we're knit together as one body and one building. Guide and direct us this week. Use us, I ask, in your service. Use our gifts to further your kingdom. For it's in the name of the Lord.